Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, welcome to another episode of the Wine Over Matter podcast. I am Laura.
And I'm Steph. Happy Wine Wednesday.
Happy Wine Wednesday. How's it going, Steph?
It's going good. How's it going for you?
It's good. I'm exhausted. I'm ready to get this episode.
I love how like right when we hit play, both of us took like the biggest yawn at the same time. I don't know who was contagious of who, but don't do it again to me.
Makes me want to yawn again. Before we get into it, I just want to remind everybody that we had set up our date for our next meetup here in Anaheim. We are going to be at the Colony Wine Merchant again on Saturday, June 8th. We had a handful of you guys RSVP this last week. We're really excited and we hope you can join us. As a reminder, we do early bird pricing through the end of April. So go ahead and take advantage of that. Save a few bucks. It'll include some charcuterie and small bites, things like that. And we really hope to see you guys there. We're going to have a good time.
I'm very excited. We even found out that one of our WOM listeners is flying in for the meetup. I'm sure she's doing other things while she's here too, but flying in for the WOM meetup. So very excited about that and feel very flattered. You also get like WOM stickers to like throw on your laptops and water bottles. So that's another reason to come. But yeah, definitely looking forward to seeing a lot of you there.
Yeah, no, that'll be great. There's a link in the description for you to RSVP. Also a link in our bio on Instagram. Or if you're struggling, can't find it, just send us a DM and we'll get that link over to you.
Definitely. Okay, so I just, while we were getting ready to record this episode, was reading a few like articles or whatever, I don't know, posts on Instagram about this topic. And I wanted to bring it up to see if you had heard about it. Okay. So Caitlin Clark, we all know who Caitlin Clark is. Yep. Awesome. She did so good in March Madness basketball player.
I was
going to
say,
Ohio.
Maybe everybody doesn't. You should probably say who she is.
Okay. This is my non-sportscaster, like kind of breakthrough of who she is. She plays for Iowa. Women's basketball, was in March Madness, like basically brought so much viewership to the sport because she's freaking amazing. Like she's insane how good she is. Like we watched a few of the games and I was very, very impressed. So last night was night one of the WNBA draft and she went first in the draft. So not a big surprise there. Went to the Indiana Fever and it was announced today what her salary is going to be for her rookie season. So her salary for her rookie season is going to be $76,535. So that doesn't include that all the sponsorship deals that she brings in. She currently brings in approximately $3 million a year in sponsorships, but that still goes against the principle of what we're talking about. So for context, and I thought this was so insane, this little like note that I read, Babe Ruth's salary in 1930 was $80,000. So in 1930, Babe Ruth was making more than Caitlin Clark.
Are you saying that male athletes are making like insane amounts of money more than female athletes?
They are making insane amounts of money. And just for comparison too, I saw this comparison on the Moshe. We love Moshe, M-O-S-H-E-H, I think it is, on Instagram. Yes. I love getting my news from him because I don't have to like read all the drama. I just read the little,
like the best Reader's Digest version of everything going on in the world. Little bit of like high, like level pop culture. Like he like, and it's very like unbiased stuff. I just love it.
So unbiased. I love it. So he did a comparison for men's sports, for the number one draft in these sports and how much they make in their first year as a rookie. So in the MLB, which is baseball, The number one pick makes $720,000 their first year. The NHL, which is hockey, $950,000.
I'm actually surprised hockey is more than baseball. I wouldn't
know. I was too, honestly. NFL, in the first season, the number one draft pick makes $7,007,431.
Oh, my God.
And the NBA, the number one draft pick in their rookie year, makes $10,133,900. Let's go back to Caitlin Clark's salary, $76,535. And the equivalent, mind-blowing?
The equivalent first pick rookie as a male is going to make $10
million. $10 million. Blows my mind. Like, and here's the thing. I'm not, like, naive to why. Like, I'm not just saying this, like, it's not fair. Make it equal. Like, because I understand why it's not equal. Like, oh, the amount of money that the NBA, like, the NBA brings in about $10 million or $10 billion per year with, you know, people going to the games and sponsorships and whatever. The WNBA brings in about $200 million. That's a big difference. So yeah. I am not naive to why this is happening. And I'm not just like shouting for equal pay, like without understanding why. I know that the NBA brings in more viewership, but it's still like bananas to me. Like, it's still wild how different it is. And it's wild how much athletes make to begin with. I'm like, they're literally not saving lives. They're
I think the problem is maybe not that they obviously need to be equal pay, because I don't, like you said, it's just, it's really a different situation, not just that they're male versus female, but that we are paying way too much to professional athletes, especially when you see these numbers for the NFL and the NBA. That is absolutely insane. And these are like first year rookies, not these guys that are like become huge veterans and are making these like massive contracts. So
exactly. And it's like, I don't know, maybe like let's pay our teachers and firefighters and nurses and police officers and like people that actually like save lives, like the money that they need to, I don't know. I'm not going to like get into a big rant, but I'm just saying this because it blew my mind reading that. And I'm honestly wondering if she is going to be the one that changes the pay game for women athletes in the WNBA, because she has brought in so much viewership. You know, like, how many times have you heard people joke about the WNBA and like people don't watch and what's that and whatever? Like, you hear it all the time.
What I was just going to say is, sadly, we're probably like never going to hear about her again. Like, this is like, we're hearing about this because she's like the hot like player right now because March Madness like just wrapped up a couple weeks ago. But like, let's be honest, like we're not, her name is not going to be in our minds after this year. Like, we just, WNBA gets no love. There's like, it's always like a joke. We just, I mean, like I can name like two female WNBA players that have been like successful players that like, I actually know their name and we've like talked about them and they've been in like the media. But other than that, it's like, unless she does something absolutely insane, like, we're probably never going to hear about her again.
I agree. She's going to have to either do something insane or, because during March Madness, there were a lot of, like, NBA players and other athletes and even, like, celebrities and rappers. Like, I know, oh, my God, what is his name? I'm blanking. Kylie Jenner's baby daddy. Travis Scott.
Wait. Yeah, yeah.
So he went to like a bunch of the games. He like took pictures with her, whatever. So I feel like if they keep getting that kind of attention, then potentially like people will care, because I'm not saying that people don't care, but I think you're right. I think people are going to forget about this. Jordan even looked up. So once he found out that she was on Indiana, like he looked up to see, okay, like when does she play LA? And I forgot what it was, but something happened with like the weekend of the games or something, like they were double booked. So they're actually, I think, playing at the Cal State Long Beach basketball
Oh, really?
Just crazy. And so he was like, oh, cool. That's like even closer than LA. Like, let me see how much tickets are. And tickets are insane to see her play. Like,
really?
So that's the thing, too, is I don't think that like it's going to bring viewership to the WNBA as a whole. But I think like wherever Caitlin Clark's playing,
it'll get people to go to the games, at least for this, her first season, while she's still fresh on people's minds.
Exactly. And she did look so good. I saw like pictures of her at the draft. And she, I think it was Dior that dressed her. And she said it was like the first time that they've dressed anyone. And she looked so cute. She had like a little like blazer on with like a skirt. Like it looked very like business, you know, but then she had like this like sparkly, like crop top Dior thing. And she's just plain and simple. Like she doesn't like do her hair all crazy. She doesn't do a lot of makeup, but she just looked so cute. And it was cool to see a designer like that. Is it Dior? I feel like it was Dior. Ringing a bell. Or Prada. Dior or Prada?
I don't know. I just looked at, I did like a, it's Prada.
Okay, Prada. Yeah, and she said that it was the first time Prada has ever dressed anyone for WNBA or NBA. They haven't even dressed an NBA player for the draft. So I thought that was super cool for her.
Cool. That's cute.
Yeah, so had to touch on that subject. And while we're on the sports subject, can I just ask your opinion on one thing?
Sure.
So anybody that pays attention to sports has probably heard about this if you haven't. So Shohei Ohtani, great baseball player from, you can jump in at any time because you know more than I do, from Japan, played for the Angels, was traded to the Dodgers, or not traded, he got a contract or whatever. For the Dodgers.
Yeah, because the Angels were lame and didn't trade them while they should have. So instead, we got nothing for him. But I will not get into that because I will get fired up.
So in a nutshell, he had an interpreter that apparently, supposedly, allegedly stole like $6 or $7 million from him to do like sports gambling. And there's a lot of talk like the guy was fired and now he's under criminal investigation. He's been formally charged. And there's a lot of talk about whether, like, he actually did this without Ohtani's knowledge or if he's, like, the fall guy in the situation.
Yeah.
So are you pleading the fifth?
Oh, I didn't know we were, like, I didn't know. If,
oh, we
I
don't
thought
have
you
to
had,
really
like, some new breaking information you were going to.
No. I just wanted to know your thoughts if you have, like, a big opinion one way or the other.
I mean, I do. Jeff and I talked about it a lot for the first, like, couple weeks when this came out. I think a lot of it for me is, I don't have positive feelings about it. I think that is a lot of money and he has an insane career and there he's trying to get him to take the fall for him, like you said. With that being said, Jeff is the opposite of me. He doesn't think Ohtani is guilty about it. He thinks he's just immature and he's been so wrapped up since being here, being like the biggest name in baseball, and you just, that is where your mind is all the time. And so you have these people that work for you and you trust them and they tell you things and you just say, okay. And like, you're just, when you're making more money than you could ever imagine, like, are you paying it? You're just, you don't have to budget every, like, you're just trusting that the people that work for you are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So it's like, I get what Jeff's saying too. So I'm not going to be, let's put it this way. I will not be surprised if he had no involvement, but I would not be surprised if he had some type of involvement in this as well.
I feel the same way. Like, I don't think he was like sports gambling with the money, but I think he like may have known or like given money to help him get out of a debt or something like that. But then I also see like your side or Jeff's side, I guess, of like, maybe him not understanding or like paying that much attention. Cause he also lives pretty frugally. I think like most baseball players on the Angels live in some like, you know, Coto de Cazar, Newport Coast, like huge mansions overlooking the ocean and stuff. And Ohtani lived in an apartment complex walking distance from the stadium. Like he doesn't exactly live like the most frugal life. I mean, the most ritzy life.
Yeah. And that was when he first was on the first couple years he was on the Angels. I don't know where, if he ended up staying there or not, but I know he also, yeah, I don't know where, cause I mean, he has already been here for 5 years or whatever. It's over that maybe. I don't know. But yeah, I could see both sides. I don't know. I think it's because then I also, when you like look into it more, his interpreter, like there's so many shady things that went on there where like he had said he went to UCR for his degree. And then UCR's like, we didn't have any record of him ever being a student here. And then I think I had read something about that he had said that he had like experience working for like the Boston Red Sox or something. And the Boston Red Sox were like, no, he never worked for us. So it's like, okay, like all these other things are coming out where this guy was like shady as hell.
Super
so
shady.
Who knows? And I'm just super bummed because I actually really liked that guy. He was always like really fun to like watch in interviews and stuff like that. And he just seemed like a cool guy. And then now I'm like, well, so much for that.
Way to let us down. I love how we just like every once in a while get to fire up our ass to become like a sports podcast.
Yep.
This was the week. We'll see you guys in a few more.
I mean, Angels are winning right now, you guys. The score, I believe, is 6-1. Just kidding. Or 3-1. Anyways, we can move on from sports. Let's take a quick break and get into our updates.
All right. How was your weekend, Laura?
Weekend was good. I had the whole weekend to myself. Jeff, every year around this time in April, takes a big annual guys trip with all of his, with like one of his groups of friends. And they usually do a big trip up to the mountains and they rent like a cabin or something and kind of just have a fun guys weekend. This year they switched it up. They went out to Joshua Tree, which was daring of them because of course when they booked it, they had no idea it was Coachella weekend.
Oh man.
But it didn't end up affecting them in any way, like meaning traffic or anything like that. But the only bummer was like there were some like old, like cool, like old school bars they had wanted to go to one night and like where typically it's like no big deal. They were having cover charges and stuff because there's like random Coachella bands that were going to be there and stuff like that. So, but other than that, they seemed to have a really good time. The place they stayed at looked really awesome. So he left Thursday. He was gone Thursday to Sunday. So I kind of like knew I was going to have the whole weekend to myself, but I didn't know if there was things I was going to be having to work on for the house or what was going to be going on there. So I didn't really have too much plan besides when I was going to be seeing you on Saturday. But so he left Thursday. I said bye, headed to my surgeon's office for my monthly checkup. I'll kind of get into that when we get into our wellness updates. But yeah, I really just like all my plan to like for the weekend was going to be to mix it up, hanging out with Penny and doing stuff around the house and doing Instacart. And that was kind of what I did. So Friday, I was really mad because I overslept. It was one of those where I think I accidentally, like, you know, when you reach over to hit your phone and instead of hitting snooze like you thought, you turn it off. And then
I hate that.
I don't always fall back asleep. Even when I snooze, like sometimes it's literally just because I want to lay there for like 10 minutes. But this time I think I immediately fell back asleep and then I woke up. I think it was like an hour and 15 minutes later when I woke up and I was like, oh, shit. And then it was like, the class hadn't started yet, but it was going to start in the next like 5-10 minutes. And it takes me like 15 minutes to get there. So I was like, okay. And then I get like such guilt when I like tell myself, it's not guilt where I'm like feeling guilty about not working out. And now I'm like punishing myself. It's not that kind of guilt. It's like, it's this guilt where I was like, I told myself I was going to work out X amount of days this week. I was signed up for this class and now I'm not showing up. I don't know. I just, it's not like,
it's does that pressure make sense? You put on yourself.
Yeah, it's just, like I said, it's not that I'm feeling guilt that I'm not working out when I should be. It's more just I had set the goal for the week and then I didn't get to do it and I'm kind of bummed about it. So I was like, okay, like now Penny can get some attention instead. I was like, at first I was going to go like just take her for like a quick walk and then I was going to go get coffee, run errands and stuff. And I was like, you know what, like, why don't we go walk to our little downtown area? We'll get in a nice good walk then. I can grab coffee down there with her. So I decide I'm going to do that, which like ended up being because we went like a long way and we kind of went through some different neighborhoods and stuff. So it ended up being like we were gone for a good 3 miles or so. And but Penny wasn't having it. She just gets. It was too much stimulation for her. Too many people in cars and people on bikes. And it was just too much.
Too much to look at.
And then we ran into a crazy doodle lady. So
oh my God.
Okay. We were walking by this restaurant and I mean, steps away. Like, it wasn't like I was right in front of the restaurant. I had already walked like another like 40 steps. And I just hear this lady going like, excuse me, excuse me. And I like naturally like just turn around. I didn't assume it was to me. I just turned around to see what was going on. And this lady with a doodle is like chasing me down. This lady, her and her husband were eating on the patio at this restaurant having breakfast. And she was like, oh my gosh, I wanted to just come and say, hi, your dog looks just like my Finn and blah, blah, blah. And I should probably not say names in case she listens to the podcast.
Oh, that's true.
Not that I think she did. But anyway, so she's like forcing me to exchange information with her. And by forcing me, it was like just so persistent that I was like, what am I going to say? No, it's just like, now it's just awkward. Weird. Like, yeah, I can't like say no to her. So I was just like, oh yeah, for sure. She's like wanting to schedule play dates. And she's like, does Penny like to swim? You guys should come over. We should swim. Like, this isn't a matter of like 2 minutes. Like, it's not like we talked for 30 minutes and she's like, wow, we should get together and have the dogs play. So it was like, she was immediately setting up all these plans for
she
us.
She went
and I'm like,
0 to 100.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was just like, oh my gosh. And so she was like, my phone's at my table. Can you text me right now? So I have your number. And I'm like, I'm on the spot. So I'm like, sure. So I text her. She literally proceeds to text me like the whole afternoon. She's sending me pictures of her dog saying like, here's a picture of Finn for Penny to put on her wall and all this. And
oh, I was God.
Like, oh my gosh. And I was just like, and she was like trying to get my availability. I was like, I'm going to be honest. Like, my coming up weekends are very crazy. We're like in the process of like getting a like, I was just like, I don't think I'm going to be able
but
to.
But when your schedule opens up in June.
Yeah.
You got a play date.
Yep. And even, so I was just like, if I just need to put it off for a little bit. But yeah, it was just so intense, so fast. Like,
yeah, I know she's like, probably crazy.
Well, and that was what was funny is at least 3 times in the conversation, you probably think I'm crazy. And I was like, mm-hmm, kind of. Yeah,
definitely do. Really,
you were really intense. But it was it was just a lot. And I was like, I would have loved if she just like was chill and just like chatted with me. But it was just everything was so like as if we had been talking like all day in literally a 3-minute conversation. It was just like so much. But
oh my gosh. And
even Penny was like, can we continue walking home? I'm ready to go home. This is insane. But yeah, so we got home. It was supposed to start raining that night. So I really wanted to just like get home and get in some Instacarting before it started raining. Cause as soon as it starts raining, all I know is I'm going to get stuck in like going to an apartment up 3 flights of stairs with boxes of water and pouring rain on me. So kind of just did that. And then the rest of my Friday night, I kind of watched some of the Coachella and like footage on YouTube and just kind of hung out at the house. Nothing exciting. Saturday, probably the highlight of my weekend because it was the only thing I had planned, and that was to hang out with you.
Yay.
Needed my hair done desperately. So it was so nice to go get our hair done.
Seriously.
It's honestly, I don't want to say it's one of my favorite things to do, but it's so much more fun with us getting our hair done together and making it like a hangout than just
it really is
going and getting my hair done for 3 or 4 hours.
No, it makes it so much fun.
It doesn't feel as much like a chore. Like, it's like, no. Okay, like me and you, we go get coffee and then we go get our hair done and we get to sit there and talk for a few hours and, I don't know. And then we came home and we went and got lunch at OC for their happy hour. We talk about this restaurant all the time, you guys. And
we love it.
It really is my favorite restaurant, I think, in Orange. And if you're local and you like seafood, it's like an absolute must. Like one thing Steph and I were saying when we were eating there the other day was like, everything just tastes so fresh and like takes on food that like aren't, you haven't had stuff like this before. Like their ceviche is not like a ceviche you have ever had, or their poke. Like it's just different.
They do so well with like playing with different flavors, and they change their menu seasonally. So like they'll always have like a ceviche, but the flavors will change like either summer, fall, winter, or spring.
Like right now it was like a pineapple habanero one or something like that. So it was good. So good. And they're like
burrata.
The burrata, you guys. The burrata is a must. It's an appetizer that they always have on their menu, but they always like change the flavor. It's like you get this like amazing freshly grilled bread and with a big hunk of burrata with some type of topping, chutney, whatever. This was like was it lemon?
I think it was like mango or something.
I don't know. You guys, it was so freaking good. Oh my God.
It was delicious.
Yeah. So yeah, if you're local and you're a seafood fan, go to OC. The owner, Mike, is amazing. They have a fantastic wine menu. Like, just do it. You will not regret it. So that was pretty much my Saturday. After that, it started kind of raining after that too. So I tried to Instacart for a little bit and then same thing went. And I really wanted to be home because there was a lot of Coachella acts I wanted to. So I went to Murray Calendars. When was the last time you had Murray Calendars?
My God, I haven't even thought of Murray Calendars. I didn't even know they still exist.
Oh, okay. So I forget that they still exist too. And I have one literally right by my house and I was driving by and I was like, you know what? I'm going to get like, I ordered like on their app, or not the app, but just like on their website, just some soup and cornbread. Ooh. And I was like, it was like cold and rainy. I was like wanting something like kind of cozy. And so I was like, I'm just going to get some soup and cornbread from there. So I like picked it up. It was like ready in like 5 minutes. And I like came home with my soup and watched Sublime and No Doubt and Tyler, the Creator. And I watched like a bunch of Coachella until late. I was like dying to watch No Doubt. So
you were doing Couchella.
Couchella. yeah. And then Sunday I woke up, I had an appointment to go pick out all of our plumbing fixtures, which I was a little nervous to do without Jeff, but it's like easy. Cause most of the time, like I already know his taste. We've been like talking about and planning this for so many years now that I already have like a fairly good idea. And so it was just, I still ended up going back with him yesterday to like show him everything I picked out just to be sure that he was good with everything, which he was. But it was still like, I was like, oh, this is like a lot of decisions to make on my own. Because I mean, I picked out all of the faucets for the kitchen and the bathrooms and the shower fixtures and the mirrors and the bathtub, like literally everything. If it's hooked up to water in the house, like I had to pick it out. So I went and did that and that was fun. But it's also like, it's so hard. Like you're seeing it like in these stores where they have it all pretty, but like you're trying to visualize it to make sure it looks good with like the design of tile and everything else that you've picked out for your place. And so, but I think I did good.
You go, girl.
But yeah, so that was pretty much my weekend. By the time I got home, Jeff got home, but then he immediately left. He had a hockey game Sunday afternoon. So we, after he got back from hockey around 5, we did just like a little dinner just because we hadn't hung out. So we wanted to just like catch up on our weekends and everything. And then Monday came as quick as Friday left. So
too quick. Always. Yeah.
How was your weekend? What's new with you? What's going on besides what we did on Saturday?
Weekend was good. I feel like April overall has been a very like uneventful weekend for me, where like the highlight of my weekend also was getting our hair done on Saturday. We just haven't really had much planned in April. So it's kind of just like it leaves room to either do nothing or figure out something last minute. So Friday morning, I had booked like a super early Pilates class before work. So not usually, like I would love to be a morning workout person, but I start work at 7. So like morning would be like 4:30 in the morning and I'm not doing that. But when I work from home, it's a little different. So I was able to get it done early. I forgot how hard it is to wake up early to work out. And it's just so hard to get motivated that early. I'm like, I don't want to get out of my warm bed.
I know. So it's super hard. And then like once you're there, it's fine. But for me, even on like my 8 a.m. workouts, like I just feel like it's my 8 a.m. versus like a 4 p.m. workout is just very different. Do you, because some people are like, I work out the best in the morning. That's not me. Like I'll do it and it's fine. But I definitely don't feel like I'm giving like 95%. Instead of like 110%.
I would usually agree, especially if it's like cardio, like you do, like I would have a hard time with like music blaring at 6 in the morning like that. But Pilates is a little more like just flowy and, you know, it's nice and it's a workout, but it's like there's a relaxing part of Pilates too, where like once I was there, it wasn't bad. It was just like I had to lay all my clothes out the night before and put my shoes by the door. Like I just had to be like fully ready because I was basically just rolling out of bed and going.
I like, that's kind of how I am too. And I think it's honestly, like, I feel nice when I have it all out and like ready to go. The morning just seems so much smoother. Like I was like, cause I did that Sunday night to wake up for my Monday morning workout. And I actually had I grabbed one of my Alani News from the fridge, which I never have an energy drink before working out, but I just like, I really felt like I needed it. And then I had like the best workout ever. And I was like, wait, should I be doing pre-workouts? Like, I was like,
maybe do I need this in my life?
I was like, because this workout was so much better this morning than it usually is, especially on a Monday morning. But so I was like, this might be something I need to play around with.
Something.
Yeah.
And then I got off work early on Friday because I had a dermatologist appointment. So it was my first ever skin check appointment.
Still can't believe this. My mind is blown, especially knowing what your mother did for a living.
Yeah. So so skin cancer runs in my family, first of all. And then my mom was an RN. She worked for a dermasurgeon. So the majority of her career, she cut skin cancer out of people's bodies, basically. And like, she's always like told me like wear sunscreen. Obviously in high school I didn't really listen. Like, I know I have fair skin, I know I have light eyes, blah blah blah, but the older I've gotten, the more I've like worried about it. Like, I try to stay out of the sun more, I try to be like more religious about sunscreen, and I still burn, so it is what it is. So I really wanted to, when I switched insurances, I was like, I'm going to find a new doctor, a new gyno, a dermatologist. I'm going to find all the things and get set up with all the people and do it. So I had tried to schedule this appointment. Like, dermatologists are hard to get in and see.
Oh, they're months usually. It's at least insane. Mine is.
So I scheduled this 4 months ago, and it was supposed to be 2 months ago. And like a week or two before, she decided to go on a vacation or something on my appointment. And so they had to call and say, oh, she's actually not going to be working that date, and we need to rebook you. And it was another 2 months out. So they can't even rebook you right away. They rebook you 2 months later. And then Jordan also, so he's been much better about doctor's appointments too. So he scheduled an appointment with the same dermatologist, and the same thing happened to him. She went to like a conference or something when his appointment was supposed to happen, and they had to reschedule him 2 months. But I was really glad I went. I was just nervous because I know like I have fair skin and light eyes. I was like, shit, I probably have like skin cancer or something. I did not. There's like nothing that she's even worried about. There's nothing she even like documented to like keep an eye on. She just said because of my light eyes, light skin, like she'd want to see me every year. So she literally already booked my appointment for next April. So I'm like scheduled already. I was honestly shocked. Like, I didn't know. I posted a poll to be like, okay, does everybody get regular like yearly skin checks, or did you not even know you had to do that or should do that? Or like, do you know you need to do that, but you haven't? Like, kind of like a me thing. And I was shocked how many people do it. Like, I didn't think that the majority was like going to be in the boat of like, yes, I do this regularly, because I feel like I don't ever hear anybody talk about it.
Yeah, because do people talk about going and just getting a random physical? Like, not really, unless like.
I feel like I hear people talk about that way more.
Maybe. I don't know. I feel like it's like it needs to be part of your routine, like your dentist and your regular annual checkup that you do. I don't know. It just needs to be part of the routine. February was my 1 year, and I never, I had been rescheduled, or I'd like booked it like a year ago, and I wasn't able to go. I think it was when we were in Vegas. I don't remember. We were going to be on vacation. So I ended up canceling it. And I was like, oh yeah, I'll call back to reschedule. And I of course never did, but, cause yeah, I knew I was going to have to reschedule, and it was going to be same thing. Like, it was going to take forever, but obviously there wasn't. Last year, everything was good except one mole that they removed on my back, and then, which ended up being fine. But
do they remove it like on the spot, or they make you come back?
No, he removed it on the spot.
Oh, well, that's nice. You don't have to like reschedule.
Yeah, he literally just like, I think he put like some Novocaine stuff on it and just went, and then took like 2 seconds.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah,
I always wondered like how that would be. Like, do you have to like go home and think about it for like a month and then come back?
I mean, he like asked me if I wanted to, obviously, like think, he was like, but he like told me, he was like, but I can do it right now. And I was like, well, just do it. I mean,
yeah,
because I probably won't come back. It was one of those things where he was like, I honestly not that concerned. He's like, but he's like, because it does look a little different, he's like, I'd rather just remove it and test it just to be safe. And I was like, cool, well, that's $100 I'll never get back. Or whatever it cost, I don't remember. But I'm very, I say mole, but I have like a lot of just like larger like mole freckles and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've had numerous ones that I've had to have removed my life. So I don't go every year, but I try to stay pretty close to once a year.
Pretty regular. And then we just had a low key evening. We decided to get takeout. Jordan wanted kava. Do you like kava?
I love kava.
So I don't, but I think it's because, you know, I'm a picky eater. So like my bowl is like sad and pathetic.
You're not that picky of an eater. You just, the only picky thing is you don't like really like vegetables, but there, I don't understand what like you don't like there.
So I started to put together a kava bowl and it was like rice, chicken, like I think like hummus or something, like a couple of their sauces or whatever, their spreads or whatever. And then.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I think that was like it. But I mean, kava, like you're supposed to like load that thing up with like lettuce and onions and the cucumber salad. And it's supposed to be like this big bowl that you end up getting. And by the time I do mine, it's like nothing. And I'm like, this feels so stupid. So he got kava and I ordered something from Flame Broiler, which was like in the same shopping center. And I had not had Flame Broiler in probably years. And I was so disappointed. I'm like, I wish I got kava.
I would pick kava over Flame Broiler any day.
I just figured it was going to be like more exciting to look at than my kava bowl I would have done. So. Yeah. And we watched a new true crime documentary that I had been wanting to watch. I had it saved in my Netflix. It's called What Jennifer Did. Have you seen it yet?
No, but I have it saved too. Was it good?
It was good, but I feel like it's not like one of the ones that I would like run to Instagram telling everybody to watch and talk about. Like it was good, but not great. It definitely could have just been like a Dateline episode.
Okay. I'm sorry. We have to take a quick spot, like a quick like turn from your weekend update because it's fresh in my mind and I don't want to forget. Can we talk about Gypsy Rose for a minute? I just got where you said true crime documentary. And so Gypsy Rose popped into my head because she's been back on the scene and I want to talk about her for a minute.
Okay. What do you know? Cause I just know she's getting divorced. That's all I know.
And she like had disappeared from Instagram. Like her account was gone.
Yes.
And it's still gone. So it was gone. And then I found it a week or two ago, but it was private. It was like a new account and it was private, but it was verified. So I knew it was her account, but now I can't even find that account. So I don't know. And so I had just heard that like she was going to be getting a divorce. So then I hear today, there's like a pop culture person I follow on Instagram and they did a reel and they were talking about that. She came out saying that like the reason she's leaving Ryan is one, he's a food hoarder, I guess. Did you hear about that?
Food hoarder? No.
So the way that they were explaining it was that like he just like buys and buys and buys food and like the fridge is like overflow. And like when he would be gone, she would like start to go like throw things away because like things that were like old and and he would like get so mad that she was like,
oh my gosh.
Something like that. And then she said the other reason was because he snores. So that was the first. So that's like what first thing I see. And then I see that she's like, I saw like photos of her like holding hands and she's like been hanging out with her ex fiance, which I didn't even know she had another fiance. Did you know about this?
I read something about this.
Yeah.
So I think that might be the reason then.
Number one, you're not divorcing your husband over snoring. I'm sorry.
I can see the food
thing. If you love a man to death, it could drive you absolutely crazy, but you'll figure out something and you will try other things.
Yeah.
She was just like, I didn't know he snored this much because I was in prison and I'm like, okay. And then like the food hoarder thing, I mean, yeah, that's a thing, but like there's more to it than these things. Like these aren't things that just like take you to your breaking point in a month. Like, let's be honest, like we knew this wasn't going to work out because like she met him in prison and now she's getting a taste of freedom. She's never lived a life. And now she's like, this is amazing. I'm like catching up on life and I don't want to be like with this guy.
No. And I feel like it was just too much right out the gate from when she got out of prison, like talking about how the sex is on fire and the D is fire and stuff. I was just like, oh my God, this is so like cringy. Cause he was a little, they both are a little cringy.
Okay. But and she got a nose job. Like
she did get a nose job
last week or 2 weeks ago.
And then I also saw on TikTok a video, like an interview or a podcast or something that she was on where like she was saying how like she would love to get veneers and just have like straight, perfect, pretty teeth because her teeth that she has from, I think she was like referencing like when her mom like convinced the doctors or whatever that she had cancer and she was getting like radiation treatments that she didn't need. It like ruined her teeth.
Yeah. Like she from, yeah, she's was from being malnourished and from like different procedures she was getting, like it just like destroyed her mouth.
And so she's like, my teeth are like the biggest reminder I can like visually see. Some
dental surgeon who's going
to
give her.
That's what I was saying. I'm like, good girl. Good way to go, girl, for putting it out into the universe. Because somebody's going to hear that. They'll do a little thing. You do a video and shout them out and you're going to get veneers. So she's going to have perfect teeth in, by summer. You just wait and see.
Yeah, no, I believe it. So sorry. I had to interrupt that because I had her on my brain today and I forgot to put it in my notes. So I wanted to say it before I forgot. And because you were talking true crime for a second, I had to bring it up. So going back to what Jennifer did, so not really one you recommend?
I don't think it's like completely worth watching unless you have absolutely nothing else to watch and you're just like, I want to throw something on. But it's like, I had it figured out within like the first, I think it's like 90 minutes. And within like the first 30 minutes, I had it figured out. Like I even out loud told Jordan, I'm like, I think this is what happened. Da, 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 da. And then when we found out, Jordan was like, damn, you were right. Like 30 minutes into the thing. So I don't like when true crime documentaries are that easy to figure out. Like if you want me to watch the whole 90 minutes, I need to be shocked at the end.
I agree. I like to kind of bounce around my whodunits and everything and stuff. Can we also, not to keep like going off topic.
I love it.
Did you listen to Denise Huskins on Call Her Daddy from a couple weeks ago?
No. Denise Huskins, remind me of who that is?
Denise Huskins is the woman who was in the Netflix documentary American Nightmare. She's the one that they were, when she got kidnapped, they were saying she had planned it. She was like the gone girl.
Oh my God, no. Yeah, I think I remember you posting something about this, but I thought, like when I was clicking it, I thought it was like American Horror Story or something. And I was like, I didn't know you even watched that. Like I was like.
No, American Nightmare, the documentary. She was on it. It was really good. It's so sad. Not, I mean, some new information. It's a lot of what you already know, but it's just you're getting to hear a little bit more of her and just like how things have been for her lately. Yeah, I was just, I really like felt so bad for this girl after watching that documentary. So I had wanted, because I don't always listen to Call Her Daddy, but when I like the guest or whatever, I'll check it out. But anyways, I'm sorry. Go back to you.
yeah, so that was Friday night. Saturday, like Laura said, it was our hair day. Those are also early mornings for me. So we schedule them at 8 a.m. on purpose because we want like the rest of our day after we're done.
And we know we don't have to wait. Like we're her first client of the day. So we know like when we get there, she's not going to be finishing someone else. We just like get it done and then we're out of there before lunchtime.
It's so nice. So we always swing by Starbucks on the way. We get like 3 to 4 hours of girl talk while we're like sitting in there. And it's fun to even chit chat with our hairstylist too. Got back to Laura's, did a few things for the podcast, or at least half of the things we said we were going to do.
Yeah.
And then
we literally glossed over the big thing we really, really needed to do. If there's one thing we need to do, it was that, but we got everything else done on our list. So
you guys have to understand, like when you have something on your to-do list that just feels a little bit overwhelming, like you don't really know how to do it. You know, it's going to require a lot of research. You know, you're probably gonna have to spend money doing it. Just feels overwhelming to even start. And that's how we
Saturday
both
afternoon
feeling.
Didn't feel like
the yeah. Time we're like, this feels like the time we should be going to OC and having a bottle of wine. So that's what we did. And then it was a rainy evening that night. So Jordan and I, we were talking about what we wanted to do for dinner. And I always tell you, Laura, like there's a lot of things that Jeff never wants to, like all the seafood, sushi, all of that. Jordan never wants like Asian food, like never wants Thai food,
Jeff
never
doesn't
wants
either.
Pho. And I'm like, that's my favorite takeout. Like, I don't care if I don't have any other takeout, but like, give me all the Asian food. Like that is takeout to me. And so randomly he was like, well, let's go get ramen. Do you know how many times I've suggested ramen over like the years we've been together? And not once has he ever said yes to ramen. And I was
so like,
shocked.
Got in the car.
Oh yeah. I was like, let's go. I was literally shocked, first of all, that he even suggested it, but I was like, this is the exact kind of food you're supposed to have on a night like this. Like it's rainy, it's dark. Like this, I'm very proud of you.
Did you go to a new ramen place?
Yes, we went, there's a place right across the street from us. That's like, what is it called? Like Mamu.
I don't know, but was it good?
It's supposedly a very good one. They have them like in a lot of big cities, and it was very good. So they have like a wait list that you can check in for. So we live close enough that we were able to do that, and then went and we both had like Japanese beers and a bowl of ramen, and it was delicious and like the perfect rainy day. That or pho are like my two favorite, or grilled cheese and tomato soup. Those are my three rainy night food.
Yes. Yeah. No, that's why, that was exactly why on Friday I was just like, I really just want like some soup and cornbread. Like I want something cozy and comforting. Yeah,
exactly. Sunday did Pilates class in the morning, did all my normal Sunday stuff that I always do. And then we had decided to go out for a late lunch. We went to a new to us place. We both had it like saved on our Yelp for a while and we've talked about it. But we finally decided to go. It's in Aliso Viejo. It's called Webb's Distillery and Brewing. And I literally sent, like, we were sitting there and I sent Laura a text and I was like, Jordan and I both are saying like how much you and Jeff would like this place. And like, we have to go with you guys. And you said you've had it on your saved list.
Yeah, I was so jealous. I was like, why didn't you invite me? I have had, so we went to, when we were looking, so this was over a year ago, cause it was in, had to have been in January before we booked our wedding venue. And we were looking at a place in Aliso Viejo. And when we were over there, Jeff was like, oh, I want to see if like, he wanted to like show me where he used to play hockey. There was like some things he wanted to show me. And as we're driving like down this like random, like kind of industrial street. Uh-huh. And I see like this train situation. And then I just see a big like banner that said like Webb Distillery coming soon. And I was like, what's that? And so I like always like go whenever there's something that I like go try to find him on Instagram, and they already had an Instagram. So I followed him there. And then, so I've followed them since then. And so when they opened, I was like, oh my God, their drinks and their food looks so good. And then I remember it like popping up on my Yelp at some point, and like it had really good reviews. So I was like, okay, we have to get down there. So I told Jeff yesterday, I was like, Steph and Jordan went to Webb's. He was like, is that the place in Aliso Viejo? I was like, can't believe you remember what I'm talking about because you don't ever remember anything. And I was like, yes, they said we have to go do a double date. So
yes, we'll have to.
Maybe they're not near each other, but maybe we'll finally do our double date. We'll go there and then we'll go to Cowboys and Poodles.
Love it. Yes, I'd be so in. No, it was so good. So they make all their own liquors. Is that liquors there? And their own beers.
Distillery.
So Jordan tried a beer. He got an IPA. So I was happy because that's my favorite kind of beer. So I was at least able to try it. And then I did a cocktail. It was like a gin cocktail, and it was like a mango ginger something. I love when a cocktail puts a piece of candied ginger on top. Like mm-hmm. I'm a sucker for candied ginger. So they sold me that. I love candied ginger. Ugh. And I got a brisket sandwich. I took it half of it home and had half the next day, but all their food was delicious. Their drinks were great. The vibe's cool there. Like, the way that they have it like decorated and everything, it's just a super cool place. I think we lucked out and didn't have to wait long because of the rain on Sunday. Mm-hmm. But I can imagine that place being like crazy busy.
Do they do like reservations or online check-in or anything?
They do online check-in. So we didn't have to do it, luckily. Like, we were looking when we were like 10 minutes away and it was like, there's one person ahead of you. And I was like, well, I'm not going to do it for one person. And we got there and we're able to be seated right away.
Okay, we'll have to plan to do that soon then, because I definitely want to check it out.
Yeah, it's a super cool place. We'll have to do that.
All right, well, let's take a quick break and then do a little wellness updates.
It's been a while.
All right, Steph, you want to give us your wellness update? What's going on?
Sure. So I am currently down a little over 38 pounds, so almost to that 40-pound mark. And
that is amazing. Are you
like so... Sometimes I like compare myself because I see like other people that like aren't even doing like semaglutide, but are like doing whatever. And I'm like, okay, they started like 2 months after me and they're already like 6 pounds ahead of me. But I'm like, I try so hard not to play that comparison game because I feel good. Like, I feel like I'm losing at a healthy rate. I feel like I'm proud of myself. Like, I feel like I have a good balance with everything. So like, I'm happy with it.
We say that all the freaking time, but truly, like, you have sacrificed nothing. You are still living your best life, but just making better decisions and having this tool that helps you just not want to eat every freaking thing that you have in your face.
100%. So I am happy with it. I also So I know that my jeans have not been fitting me. Like, I barely ever wear jeans because I only have one pair of jeans that fit.
Can you please not donate any of your clothes? Like, can you let
me? I have a whole bag. So, yes, I will bring it to you next time.
Please. Like, I will give you some money. I'll send you a gift card. I'll do something. But, like,
everything to Goodwill.
Oh, my God. Please. I'm, like, so
I have good jeans, too. I have, like, Madewell and Good American. Remind me the next time I see you because they're, like, good jeans.
If you donate that shit and you don't give it to me, you're dead to me.
Okay. I'm seeing you next weekend for Jeff's birthday. So I will put a reminder to bring it. So I just haven't been wearing jeans. I'm just like, oh, jeans don't fit me. Well, I finally was like, I need a couple pairs of jeans. So I ordered, a couple from Old Navy in like two sizes. And then I ordered a couple from, Walmart in one size. So the size that I thought I was. And it worked. So I wasn't sure if I'm one size down or two sizes down. So I was ordering both kind of to just feel it out. And I'm two sizes down. So I'm like, mind blown. Amazing. Like, I'm so stoked.
Did you have good luck with Old Navy jeans?
I did in these. And yeah, I have a pair of white Old Navy jeans that also no longer fit me. But I'm literally like, I'm so sad to get rid of them because they're like my favorite. They fit me they used to fit me so well.
When you have a favorite clothing item, like it's like, I'm literally not going to like wear this. I swim in it, but I like can't freaking part with it.
It's so hard. It's like, well, it's like, you never want to go back that way, but I just love them so much. And same with, I've had some Old Navy shorts. I haven't bought any shorts. Like, I need to get on that because summer's coming and the closer you get to summer, like the less shorts they have. Yep. So I do need to buy some shorts because
I got my two pair and I think I'm going to just like ride those till the wheels fall off. Cause I'm also a big dress person too during the summer. Yeah. Just cause those are easier to fluctuate like the size, like you can kind of get more life out of a dress. So I'll probably do a lot of dresses this summer, but I have got my two pairs of shorts from Target that I'm obsessed with. And I'm just like, okay, these will be my shorts until they don't fit.
I need to buy some before they're all gone. Another big update. I finally got Wegovy. So you guys know I've been waiting since like November and finally got it. So started that. I'm on the 1.7 dose. So that's exciting. I know I have gotten a lot of questions and I'll still get a lot of questions. It's essentially the same thing as a compound semaglutide. It's the main ingredient in Wegovy is semaglutide, which is the main ingredient in the compound. The main difference is just like the vehicle or the instrument or whatever that you're using to inject yourself. Like, they have that patented. So the little like pen thing that you push into your skin. So does Wegovy come
already just in the pen so you don't have to do anything? Yes.
It's okay. Like a little box and it has four pens in it. So like for 4 weeks in the box and you just like push it into your skin rather than having to take like on the compound, I had to take a needle and put it into the vial and then draw the medication and then inject myself with the needle.
So funny. They don't give me the vial. They just give me, they like already draw them for me. And so they just give me four that are already drawn. And then they like,
I bet that's because it's more expensive. Like if you're giving somebody a vial, like they're having to pay for the whole vial.
Totally. Yeah.
So maybe that's why, because it makes it more affordable to be able to do it when you're not having to buy the whole.
Yeah. And honestly, I prefer this. I don't have to be the one to try to like figure out.
Yeah. Like, did I do it right?
Like, I just have it already done and know how much and just do it.
Exactly. And then the other big thing, because I was like, so, you know, compound, I still am like, if anything ever happened with Wegovy, I would go right back to compound. So it's not that I didn't like the compound, but I'm only paying with my insurance. I'm super fortunate. My out of pocket cost is $12 a month, which is insane. That's like hundreds of dollars less than I was paying for a compound. So that's super exciting for me. Big money saver. And then other update, Pilates. So still going strong with that, 2 weeks. But I honestly just think that like finding a workout that you actually enjoy is such a game changer because I am somebody that does not look forward to exercise. If I looked forward to it, I wouldn't have gone 14 months without exercising other than a walk, you know, like I just don't. I have a gym here that I can use. There's class pass. I could go to a class with you. I just don't enjoy it. And so I just don't want to do it. It feels like a chore for me. And so I had my mind on trying Pilates for a long time. And I know so many people who I'm just like, oh my God, what do you do to work out Pilates? I'm like, Pilates body is like such a good thing. Like it does so many great things for your body. And so I was so glad I tried it. And it's like Grace told me, she's like, you have to find like joyful movement. Like it's so important. And by joyful movement, like that's not going to be the same for everybody. Like there might be a lot of people who don't understand why I like Pilates and would be like bored out of their mind with Pilates because they like spin classes or whatever, you know?
Do they have music on or anything during Pilates?
They do, but it's not like bumping loud like it is in like Zumba or spin. But yeah, it's in the bathroom or the background. Like I can tell what song it is. It's not like so low.
So like, can you like hear people like doing whatever they're doing or is nobody making?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't really pay attention, but there have been like a couple times where like you can hear somebody. I am so scared I'm gonna fart in Pilates. Like
that, I know. It feels like it'd be like yoga where I'm just like so scared of farting.
And I started to follow. I've become a big Reddit girl, like not a Reddit poster, but a Reddit reader. And I started following the Pilates and Club Pilates like Reddit threads or whatever they're called. Uh-huh. And so one of the posts yesterday, I think, was like this girl in that goes to Club Pilates. And she was like, oh, my God, like a girl, this girl like farted in class today. And she was like not focusing on the fact that the girl farted, but more so focusing on how well the instructor did to like handle it or whatever. Uh-huh. And so that was the first time I thought about farting in Pilates. And I was like,
you're like, cool, new fear unlocked. Fear
unlocked. Yes. Like because some of the like stretch things with your legs out and stuff. I'm like, man, if I'm gassy, like I am letting it rip and the whole room's knowing, like there's no way nobody's going to know. The music's not that high. So, that's a new fear that was unlocked for me, but that's, you know, joyful movement. So important. Yeah. And, but yeah, it's nice to willfully want to work out now instead of forcing myself to do it. I truly look forward to it. So many people have DM'd me that they either want to try or are starting Pilates. So that's super exciting. I really, really love it. I'm adjusting to like my new schedule, and you probably know this feeling when you started Zumba again of like, if you have a gym membership or you're a gym girly, you can go whenever the heck you want. You can go at 6 a.m. one day and 4 p.m. the next day and 10 p.m. the next day. Can't do that with like classes. So you're at this, you know, you're at whatever their schedule is. So not only do I have like the time that they're open, like 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. or something like that, but it's like it's not level one every single hour of every single day. It's like you have to find the levels that you're in and whatever. So it's like adjusting to a new schedule where classes are booked at a certain time and feeling like I have to plan my life around Pilates. Like I'm like, okay, I would like to work out a minimum of 4 times this week. So when is that going to work and what do I need to plan around that has been different. And just trying to get used to that and making that a priority. And then it's just funny. It's like, remember when I used to say I don't have time to work out?
Yeah.
Like what a lie I told myself. Like I have plenty of time to work out. I have no idea. And it's so funny because I'll think about that sometimes. Like, okay, like just 3 weeks ago, I used to come home from work and just automatically tell myself I'm drained from work. I'm tired. I just want to like make dinner and then lay on the couch for like hours all night. And I used to like tell myself like, oh, you deserve that because you worked all day and like you can just lay around all night. And like now it's like I do everything. I still lay around. Maybe it's just for less time, but I feel so much better the fact that I've moved my body after work. So
for sure.
So that was exciting. And that's basically my updates. What do you got for us?
I'll try to keep mine fairly quick, but this last Thursday, I had my 2-month checkup with my doctor, 2-month meaning since I started my semaglutides. So now I'm at 11 months and a week since having my surgery. So I just can't believe like I'm weeks away from my 1-year anniversary of my surgery.
The time has flown by.
Absolutely flown by. Like what a decision I made. I am so thankful. I just can't believe that how much this time has flown and how worth it it's all been. But my doctor was really happy to see the progress that I have been making. He said that I was around 14 pounds down since seeing him from the previous
week,
which was a little bit more than I was expecting. But I always just like, I keep the like tracking I do of my weight is what I do at home, because when I go to the doctor's office, like I'm not consistent. Like I stay consistent weighing wearing the same thing like at home versus like the doctor's office. Like one day I'm wearing flip-flops, another day I could be wearing like heavy ass tennis shoes, and am I wearing jeans versus leggings or a dress? Like it can be like the difference of a pound based on what you wear, you know?
Yeah.
So, but still, like around 14 pounds is what he was saying, which is insane. We're going to keep the semaglutide train going though. He did bump up my dose a bit. He said, like, we'll just keep bumping it up a little bit each month until I don't like if it makes me feel a certain way. He was like, obviously, we'll dial it back. But for now, we'll up it one more time. So right now I'm at 0.75 every week. So I'll be doing that for the next month. And it's been 5 days and haven't felt anything different. Like, did you feel like every time you go up a dose, do you feel like you've really noticed a difference in side effects or anything?
Not always. Definitely not side effects. There have been doses where like I feel like, oh, shoot, this is working. Like I am not hungry. I'm not. And then there's like other times where it feels no different than it did on the dose that I was just at. So totally. I think it just depends.
Yeah. And then I like talked to him about my upcoming France trip. I was like, okay, like this is a situation. This is when I'm leaving. This is when I'm coming back. Like, what's the best way I should handle it? And he was like, well, if you want, you can take a dose with you. And do you just have to keep it cold? Like bring it on ice and then put it in front. I was like, that just sounds like a lot. Like the fact that I would have to make sure it's staying cold for like a week, like before I take my next dose. I was like, do I have to do that? Or is like, how do you feel about me skipping a week? And he was like, honestly, if you want to skip a week, like that's not really a big deal. You're just going to start to feel like the hunger and things like that. He's like, it's not, but it's not going to be bad for you to stop it and then start it back up. And I was like, honestly, I really don't have any worries about my eating on the trip. Like one, I'm very much the type where when I go on vacation, I want to enjoy the vacation. And even without the semaglutide, I still had weight loss surgery. I still can't eat a ton. So I still have that on my side. And I'm going to be doing over like 20,000 steps a day most days. Like I'm just going to go enjoy the trip. And he was like, okay, well, have an amazing time. Have protein when you can. Enjoy the French bud, all the French butter you want, but watch your carbs. And I like basically laughed in his face because I was like, all I dream about every day is the baguettes and the croissants and everything, but will do. But yeah, so basically we decided, he was like, take the dose right before you go and then take it when you come back and you'll be good to
go. You'll be fine.
He's like, just whenever you take it, when you get back, make that your new like day, if that's what you want to do. So that's the plan. So yeah, as of this week, I'm down 143 pounds. So I'm getting very close to that 150, which is absolutely insane. Same as you, I bought a size, some new size this week for my shorts. I literally don't think I've worn this size since I was like 13. Like, no joke.
It's so exciting.
Absolutely insane. Which then reminded me, I have a pair of shorts in my drawer that I have kept since junior high. These shorts were like my iconic shorts. I was obsessed. They're like these hoochie little like faded like jean shorts from like 1998. And I was obsessed with them. I wore the hell out of these shorts until they just didn't fit anymore. Well, I've kept on to these. Because then when in high school, it became like my goal short. I wanted to fit in these shorts again. And then it got to the point where I just kept these shorts for so long that it was like, well, now these will just like forever just be in the bottom of my drawer as like my maybe one day goal short. And I'm so glad I have them because I put my feet in and I was like so curious, like can't even get them like over my thighs pretty much at this moment. But I was like, these are my ultimate goal. I'm going to get back into these bad boys that I wore the hell out of these shorts in junior high. And
oh my gosh.
So I still have them. I just tried to put them on. I was like, I don't think they'll fit, but I was hoping like maybe they just won't button, but no, they won't even get even close to over the hips and the butt. But yeah, I should start taking pictures with them to like document them starting to fit or something, hopefully. So, and other than that, we have new adventures that Jeff and I will be having because one of the exciting things that happened this last week is Jeff and I both got e-bikes.
So fun.
Honestly, this was something we've been talking about. Like, since we started when we first started dating, that was when the electric scooters became like the thing, like the birds and like when you'd go on vacation, all these like big cities, they would have them. And we really wanted to get one when we were living in Irvine. And then like, we kind of got over that. And then when we moved to Orange, we were like all about getting e-bikes and we've talked about it. But we just haven't been able to like really justify it and stuff. But we had like a little bit of an opportunity come our way. So we ended up taking the plunge and we're just really excited. I was like so nervous, but you like immediately get the hang of it. Like as soon as you know what you're doing, it's like easy peasy. I love that it's a mix of like you're riding to recharge, you're also getting to do the e-bike if you were on a hill and things like that. It's kind of a nice little mix. But we both got the Aventon Pace Cruiser bikes. It's like their only style. They have like numerous styles, but this is the one that's most similar to like just your typical like cruiser bike. We didn't need a mountain bike or any of these like crazy type of bikes. Like we're using this to cruise, have fun. We're going to go to the beach, ride on the boardwalk, things like that. We don't need all of these extra bells and whistles. So that's what we ended up picking. But yeah, it goes over like 25 miles an hour. You can go 60 miles on a charge. So it's pretty cool. We're really excited to kind of start using those, and we'll be sharing those adventures probably over on Instagram, I'm sure. And I think that's all I got.
All right. Can't wait to see it. Let's hit it.
Flavor of the week.
All right, Steph, what's your flavor of the week?
My flavor of the week is I feel like just last week or the week before, I was talking about how Jordan and I went shopping and I bought some Old Navy tops because I could not justify spending money on like anything more expensive for like a workout top. One of the ones I got, I am obsessed with. It's the Old Navy Light Support Power Chill Longline Sports Bra. It is a crew neck. It has a built-in shelf bra with, I guess let's not even get on this topic. Let's save this topic for another day. But removable cups are like the dumbest invention ever. Either don't have them or sew them in because I can never put them back and it's so annoying.
It's literally annoys me every single day. There was like a workout shirt I couldn't even wear this morning because the bra showed like it was just the style of the shirt just did not work with it. And the bra had like a little bit of a crease in the cups, which then that's like all you could see on my chest with like these creases. And I'm just like, I hate these things.
They're so stupid. But yeah, it's a fitted top. It hits like right at your natural waist. So not necessarily like where I would wear pants, but like where my natural waist is. And they're really great for low intensity workouts. So probably would not go like on a like marathon run in these. But for Pilates, it's perfect. And I got so many. So I loved the way it fit and I loved the way I looked in it. But like the amount of compliments I got from people when I wore it to Pilates, I was like, oh, like this just made me feel like a million times better than I already felt it. So
I need to try these. I've never tried any of the like sports bra tops, like where you wear just that.
I feel like you would like it.
I'll need to check it out. I love the Power Chill line. Like I love my Power Chill leggings. I have some Power Chill tops that I love. So I'll have to check this out.
They come in lots of colors. I have the beige, which they don't call beige. It's something else weird, but it's beige.
Sand, I think like sandstone
or something.
It's something
about
sand.
And black, pink, and taupe. So I really like them. They're normally $26.99, but they go on sale all the time. I got mine on sale. I think mine were 50% off, and this week they're 40% off. And so
never pay full price for Old Navy.
No, definitely don't. But definitely love them. So if you're looking for a cute workout top, but don't want to pay like $80 for a Lululemon top, get three of these for the same price and you won't regret it.
Bingo.
All right. What's your flavor of the week?
All right. My flavor of the week is a purchase I just got on Amazon. I got this for my France trip. It's the Essel Corey. I don't know. You'll have to see it in the description. It's, you know how Amazon business names are. You like never pronounce Esselcorri crossbody bum bag. It comes in literally dozens of colors and then like different fabrics. I got the black leather one. But yeah, there's leather, suede, cloth. There's like so many different styles. So mine is black leather with a black and white like striped like cloth band. It's a super large strap that can be like shifted to any size. So I would say it's very plus size friendly, which I know can be very difficult with like a lot of crossbody bags, is like just not having like, especially if you have a large chest or your plus size where they just like don't sit well. I feel like this would be very plus size friendly. I just love how it sits on the body. I am being very paranoid and very diligent on making sure I'm having things as safe as possible for my trip. I don't want to get pickpocketed. I just want to make sure I feel comfortable with having everything on me. And this bag, just like, I love, you know, when you just have a crossbody that just, some just sit really well and some you feel like they just don't sit well on your body.
Yes.
Like I felt like this bag just had like the perfect movement and it just rests on your body amazing. I really loved it. I saw, what's Ashley's Instagram name? She just,
Ashley Fitness Foodie or Foodie Fitness or something.
Damn it. My brain can't pull it up right now, but she got this bag for her trip to Italy. And I was like, that bag's actually super cute. And so she sent me the link and I was like, I bought it. It was $25.99 for mine, but depending on the color or the pattern you pick, they range from $23 to $27. Super affordable. It's that nice buttery soft leather feel. Like it's large, it's spacious. I feel like it's going to be perfect for my trip. But yeah, that's my flavor of the week.
Love it.
But that's all we have for you guys this week. And we are looking forward to seeing you guys next Wine Wednesday with a glass in hand.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you love what you heard, make sure you subscribe and leave us a review.
Follow along with us on Instagram and TikTok at Wine Over Matter Pod. And if you're not already, be sure to join our private Facebook group. Just search Club Wine Over Matter.